Hey everyone, in this session, we're going to talk about dog breeds. So this is a little different in a normal session, but I wanted to compare our little beagle here compared to other dogs and what you would typically find in a successful business person and perhaps a lazy business person or a lazy business or a successful business. And I thought I was looking up dogs because I have a bit of a fear of dogs, and this is why I have my trusty sidekick with me all the time, because it's really interesting that I was young and I was attacked by a dog, but aside from that, I'm finding it interesting the various breeds out there of dogs and their type of activities that they do and their personalities. And I look at them and I say, what would be a successful business person? What dog would a successful business person be, or a salesperson who's really successful? And I keep coming across the hound and the bloodhound and this ability to track people and this ability to search down people. And I'm thinking, this is a very interesting concept, because in business, you need to be great at sales in order to find that next customer. And can you track them down? And I'm finding it fascinating that a bloodhound is one of the best dogs at tracking. And Snoopy's actually a snow beagle, and a beagle is a type of hound. And they're very intelligent type of dogs that are able to search out the prey and go after them. And certainly, you don't have to do any of the dangerous things that the dogs do, but the ability, just the process the dogs are able to take to find these potential customers is fascinating to me. So I look at a hound and I'm thinking, that's what I want to be. I want to be the hound, the kind of like Snoopy here in a sense, because I want to track down people and I want to maybe not take them as my prey, but give them so much information that they become prey to whatever it is I'm giving. I don't want to go to that next level, but you kind of need to have that personality sometimes in business in order to get the customers that you want. So you have to get out there, because putting out your work isn't good enough. You do need to be able to track people down and let them know that you exist. It doesn't matter how good your content is, nobody knows who you are or where you are, then it's going to be difficult to get out there. Unless you are putting out such tremendous content that people just naturally are talking about you. And that is a long process to do, but regardless, if you're one of those trackers that wants to get out there, then looking at the breed, the hound, it's fascinating. Very intelligent, and they're very level-headed in their process of finding people, and I find that really fascinating. On the opposite end of the spectrum, I thought about looking up the laziest dog breeds, and I came across the Newfie, or the Newfoundland dog. So the Newfie is quite a large dog breed. They are absolutely massive types of dogs, and they're quite lazy, but they get energized. They have these spurts, these motivational spurts, depending on what type of stimulus is presented in front of them. But the majority of the time, these dogs do not want to move. So it's fascinating. And I think if you're looking at dog breeds, you don't want to be the Newfie dog. You don't want to be the one that's stimulated by external sources. You want to be determined on your own. So I find it fascinating that the Newfie is one of the laziest dog breeds, because it's quite a large dog as well. So very slow, very cumbersome. And I look at business like, you don't want to be slow. You want to be agile in order to be successful. So I find that dog breed is perhaps something that most people would want to shy away from. You don't want to be the 9 to 5 type dog where you're just sort of working and producing the the bare minimum. And this Newfie dog, it is what they call a worker dog. And I'm thinking most of us here on this community don't want to be the worker dog day in and day out, and just sort of slow and kind of slow moving. Like, we all want to be very agile and producing the best quality work that we can. So I find that fascinating that you can look at circumstances, jobs, careers, and really compare yourself to these dog breeds and maybe fall under one of these categories. And, a question everyone is to really figure out, what kind of breed are you? Are you the one that wants to track people down? Are you the one that wants to be intelligent and resourceful with what you have? Then maybe you want to consider being the hounds and getting out there and sourcing the quality talent that you need to grow your business, or the quality prospects. So being able to get out there and find those resources that you need to grow your business, I think that would be more important. Or maybe you're the newfie and you just want to stick with the day in, day out, just basic production, and be motivated by others. Like, that could be the other approach. But I hope that this analogy puts a little bit of a fun perspective on things. And just wondering what you think you are in terms of the breed, and maybe what breed do you want to become? And again, just very fascinating. I thought I'd share that with everyone today.